The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday, November the 1st, and two topics today, League of Women Voters and Columbia Weavers and Spinners, their holiday show. Let's start, first of all, with the League of Women Voters. We're, what, 5 days away from
five
the election?
5 days away, can you believe it? Well,
good,
we're going
to
make it.
Yeah. All right, Liz, the League of Women Voters, what have you got coming up for us?
Okay, the main thing is, you know about the top of the ticket. You've seen that. You know all about that. You've got signs for all the candidates all the way to the bottom. But there is a whole bunch more stuff I want to quickly tell you about.
That's on the ballot.
That's on the ballot. You are going to get whether to retain or vote against the Supreme Court judge. Mm-hmm. And in our district, it's the Western District of the Appeals Court. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, retain or not retain. Those will be on there. We have four ballot items. If you live in Boone County, we have five. But if you live elsewhere, there are four. The Proposition A, which is the St. Louis Police.
Okay. That really doesn't affect us.
I know.
In Central Missouri, but we're voting on it.
We have to vote on it.
Now, how do the people in St. Louis feel about the folks in Boone County voting on the police?
It's crazy, but shall Missouri law be amended to allow this?
Okay.
Proposition B. The tobacco tax, and I'm sure you've seen the signs at the break times, and it's yes, if you want the tax, would go from 17 cents to 90 cents, I believe.
Okay, and so if you want the tax, it's yes. You vote yes. If you're against increasing the tax on tobacco, you vote no.
That's right.
All right, the next one is?
Proposition E, which is state-based health care exchanges. This is too complicated to explain in 1 minute, but if you vote no, it will stay as it is. If you vote yes, it will change it so that the legislature will always have to act on it.
Okay. All right. That's Proposition E?
That's E.
Okay.
C and D went away because the petitions that people carried for payday loans and that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Constitutional Amendment 3 is judicial appointment, and this is Missouri's nonpartisan court plan, which is also partly explained in this little pamphlet.
Okay.
And if we would vote yes on this, the governor would be able to appoint four people instead of three to the panel, and the lawyers elect three, but the Supreme Court judge that now is on there would go away, and the governor would have complete say, because you can see 4-3.
So is this all explained on the ballot?
If you want to read all the fine print, if you want to read what the League of Women Voters has condensed, you may go to our website and see that.
Okay. And what is your website address?
Let's see, www.lwvcbc.org.
Okay.
And if you vote, let's see, at the very bottom of the Boone County ballot is putting kids first. And this is the mental health issue concerning children. And if you vote yes on this, there will be a quarter-cent sales tax going for ages 19 on down, mental health, mm-hmm. which Boone County desperately needs.
And if you vote no,
well,
then nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Okay. So this is just a brief explanation of what is on the ballot.
Very brief.
Of course, the League of Women Voters do not support or oppose
candidates, but we are opposing Constitutional Amendment 3 and Proposition E. We are for the other three.
Okay. So if you want more information on any of this, you can check the lwvcbc.org. We'll give it a call.
Or you can use my phone number.
445-0655.
Right.
And that's not going to get your time and temperature, right?
Not if they dial right.
All right. Thank you so much, Liz Schmidt. Good to have you here, League of Women Voters.
Thank you for having us.
Now, we turn to Ann McGinnity. And you and Liz have been friends for 60 years, you told me.
Yes.
Neither one of you look like you're 60.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
That's why you're...
Yeah. I sound like a politician, don't I? It kind of fit in with the theme of the day here. Mm-hmm. But you're here at Columbia Weavers and Spinners Holiday Exhibition and Sale, and that's coming up next weekend.
Next weekend, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's our 23rd annual exhibition and sale. And we call it an exhibition and sale because we also have demonstrations. It's free admission for people. We encourage people to come, bring their children, show them what fiber is. If people want to work on their knitting, they can bring it out. We have many weavers that have 40 years experience. And so if you have any questions, if you want to get started in something, it's a really great place to do that.
Yeah.
We have about 20 different people that are participants, so that anything that you buy will be made locally. You often can talk to the person that made it and ask questions or see if there's another color. We have lots and lots of towels and scarves.
Well, we've got them on the table here. If you want to see what we're talking about, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can see. You've got some beautiful items that have all been made.
This is a basket.
A basket.
And I'm the basket maker.
Oh, you are the basket maker.
And this is a really simple basket, but it will hold things. And so we have baskets. We have fiber. Every year we have animals.
Right.
And Friday night at our reception, which, let me give you the
is
hours
of this
a of
giraffe?
Our, that's a giraffe.
But
that's
you don't,
a baby giraffe.
It's a different animal every year,
and we now have more than one person making animals.
So it could be several different animals.
Yes.
And these are all collector's items.
They are. And they are inexpensively priced, you know, for what you're getting, because often the person who is weaving it has designed the pattern, has spun the wool, has woven yards and yards of material, and then cut them out and made the animal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very extensive process. And so we're very fortunate that we have people, more than one person on our guild that makes these.
We were talking with Jennifer Flink. She did a segment with us. If you want the animals, which are collector's items, you've got to go Friday night because they're not going to be there on Saturday.
Right. And so let me tell you our hours.
Because
Friday night, it's 5:30 to 7:30. That's the 9th. And that's our reception. And we'll have small hors d'oeuvres and things available. And then on Saturday, we're open 9 to 4, and we will have demonstrators there. So if somebody wants to sit down and try out a loom or try out drop spindle spinning. And then on Sunday, we're open from 11 to 3.
Okay.
Everybody's invited at the Boone County Historical Society.
Okay.
And so, which is, as we know, easy to get to because it's part of that village that Jennifer is providing.
Right, on Highway 63.
It is.
So it's November 9, 10, and 11.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That's after the election next Tuesday.
After the election, come out, feel the fiber. If somebody has questions, they can call 445-3744.
Okay. You did a great job.
Oh,
thank you,
Paul.
Ann.
It's always a pleasure.
Good. A pleasure to have you here, too. And Liz Schmidt, thank you. Tomorrow, Tiger Transit Movement, our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our flow director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you've got something you'd like to see or hear, drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. PepperP, Missouri.edu. Have yourself a nice morning. Bye-bye.